Eish min alav siv beis. The takin, the gozo, the keva, the tzor, shabbos, muto, kol hayoy. A person to fix up his clothing or other kevim for the shabbos needs, that is permitted the entire day. Says the Ramo, who would then be the chaveyot in mutzor shabbos. So if he's doing this malach of fixing garments, the tzor shabbos is permitted whether he does it for himself or for his friend. But if he's doing it for his friend, he cannot take wages for doing it. He's not supposed to be doing business then. If he's doing it for his friend, that is alright. Shabbos says that if the person is poor and he needs his money to have his Shabbos needs, then he can't take wages for fixing even another person's garment. Shabbos says that even if he has bread for Shabbos, but he doesn't have the regular Shabbos food, he's also allowed to take wages for fixing other people's clothing on every Shabbos. But otherwise, one should not do it. And it is the Mechal. The Lord in the Mishra places Svarim the Atzmei Devlimu. The person writes Svarim for himself as he's learning. You know, writing is a Malacha, but that's permitted on every Shabbos. Says the Ramah, but also Ritam Lechaveyu Nisvahar. Also here we say you cannot write for your friend and get paid for it. The Mishra says, and therefore one should not be writing Sefer Torah to a mezuzah at that point of time. Unless somebody needs the mezuzah, Sefer Torah now, or there's a shortage and he has, if he's not going to use the maximum time, then people won't have what they need. It is the Ramah, or the Stavrim, Kolayoyim, Afilu, Yisabah Yisrael. Here, God will not take the entire day. That's also something about Shabbos. Even from Jewish barber, and that Jewish barber is also allowed to take wages. That's what Bishop Ruth Paskin is from Mona Rock. Why? Because here, God, it's very clear that they're doing it about Shabbos. Therefore, since it's clear to become chaps, so that take wages. By fixing the garments, it's not so clear. Now, there's another problem that I learned before, that one should not take haircuts before he davens mincha. So the question is, what is he doing during Shabbos? So, the mice said there's room to be machmir. A lot of opinions say that you should daven mincha before you take your haircut. The Mishnah says that the oilam, people are not marked on this. He says maybe it's because there's always announcements when Shabbos is coming. That's what we used to have. Have to throw that sign that reminds people to make sure they're getting ready for Shabbos. But otherwise, if you didn't have mincha, it's definitely proper not to take a haircut after mincha. Says the Yesh Lod and Ma'ik Sas, the Yehuda Shabbos Kadei Shiyom, so is Shabbos. One should slightly diminish the amount of time he's learning so that he should prepare for Shabbos. It's very important to bedayik his lashon. It doesn't say don't learn on Friday. But I have to learn on Friday also. But take up some time to prepare for Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah says though, that if a person has other people that can prepare for him on Shabbos or you're ready to prepare for him on a Thursday, about that he should not change his learning schedule. We learned before, one thing everybody should do before Shabbos, but that doesn't take so much time.